if we say kibush yochet shmei kibush, then it's chayvim trumas ha-maisres. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, Rav Meir says, maskilin botim da solving sochli masodis uvisuria maskilin botim avoloi sodis. So in Surya, schiras is muter, but schiras botim is muter, but not schiras sodis. Why not? Maishin mechira mishum gloi mishum mechira de'atz Yisrael. I hoche mischiras nama nigzeir. He gufe gzeire. Vanan leikin minigzeir gzeir li gzeir. Vanan leikin gzeir li gzeir. So the Gemara said, was schiras sodis bisuye di gzeir li gzeir vid kazdinon. Hosom lav gzeir. Kosova kibush yoche shmei kibush. Sodis di bizbitarte gozbri rabonon. So memele schiru sodis in suye is osar, it's not gzeir li gzeir. Because mechira sodis is osar midaraise, because is mafkiaf misatlis boretz. That means that to be mechir is that it's chayev in trumas meisres mit der Reise. If it's only chayev in trumas meisres mit der Rabbanon. So the question is, how is it chayev in trumas meisres, even if kibush yochet shmei kibush, but Rav Meir is not talking about by Srishin, so Rav Meir is talking about by Sheini, and by Sheini it's like of shu eli bovel. So mimele, if it's like of shu eli bovel, so mimele, if it's like of shu eli bovel, so mimele, dushar Sheino is loy kichol, is kichol ishaitlik jeslovei. So how can it be mechuyev in trumis of maisre is midraise? So there is a Reb Chaim Zitaras on it. Reb Chaim is not in the sefer, but I mean Reb Chaim Zitaras is very difficult. I must say it's very difficult because Reb Chaim Zitaras assumes that according to the Rambam, so ye de libovel vokivish. Reb Chaim says, he mentions the Yerushalmi in Shviz. The Yerushalmi says in Shviz that Veyirbicho veitifcho mavisecho, the Beis Halevi in the Kuntras HaShmite mentions it in the name of Reb Chaim, not in regard to Surya, but in regard to Shmite. So Veyirbicho veitifcho mavisecho, avisecho, kidm shegolu nifteru, veyato, afal pishig goliso nischayavto. In other words, the dusha rishenu is kicho lishaito v'lekicho losid lovei, and dusha shnio is kicho lishaito v'kicho losid lovei. So, avisecho lohoyo alecho ilmal, lohoyo aleim ilmalchus, was kibush, v'yato afal pi sheyesh lecho ilmalchus, because they were tachas poras, and so on. So, but the dikdusha is to Chazoke. So there is a special Gzeres HaKosov, Reb Chaim says, that Dusha Rishenu is Kichol Ishaito v'Kichol Osid Lovei, and Dusha Shnio is Kichol Ishaito v'Loi Kichol Osid Lovei. So the question is this, what does the Gzeres HaKosov imply? Does the Gzeres HaKosov imply that there is a difference between Kibush and Chazoke? That Kibush is Loi Kichol Osid Lovei, and Chazoke is Kichol Osid Lovei? Mimele, it dusha rishenu was al the kibush because there was no el malchus aleim. So mele it's loikishol sidlovei, but dusha shniu was chazoke. It was el malchus poras aleim. So chazoke is kishol sidlovei. All the gzeres hakosuf of veyabicho veitifcho mavisecho imply something else, not that. Keep that dusha al the kibush is loikishol sidlovei, and dusha al the chazoke is kishol sidlovei. But Gdusha Rishenu is loikichol osid lovei. Gdusha Shnio is kichol osid lovei. So Mele Reb Chaim says, the Rambam Shita, and that's very difficult, because then we have to assume that according to the Rambam, the libovel loke visuri, and that's contrary to the facts. I mean, the Ravid says to the contrary, and from the Loshon Rambam, it's not mashma that way either, because if it was surely, Bobo, the Ram wouldn't say, Lo, you, Elu, Chmurin, me, Eretz, Yisroel, Chalikon, Israel. So, the Rambam, that Reb Chaim is very difficult, but I'm just mentioning what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says it's not in the Sefer. So Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, the Ribovel Lokev is Surya. So then the question is, if the Lokev is Surya, so why?
Is it that?
If they were Lokev is Surya, so why do we say, so why does the Gemara tell it in the Machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi? So true that Reb Yisi holds Kibush Yochid, Loishmei Kibush. In the Kedusha Rishenu it was Kibush Yochid, but in the Kibush in the Kedusha Shniyo it wasn't Kibush Yochid, it was Chazoke like any other part of us. So Reb Chaim says, since the Gzeras HaKosuf is that only Kedusha Rishenu is, that only Kedusha Shniyo is Kishol HaSilavei, but Kedusha Rishenu is Loi Kishol HaSilavei, so Mel Reb Meir who holds that Kibush, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael B'mei Ezra was a Kedusha Shniyo, because it was Niskadish B'mei David. So Mele, there's a Gzeras HaKosuf, V'yabicho V'yitifcho Ma'avisecho, that Kedusha Shniyo is Kishol HaSilavei. So Mele is Chayvim Trum Samay Yisrael, even Bizman Ba'yisheni, and even Lachachom. Because it's if we say that Kibush Yochid loish me Kibush, so then the Kedusha Shniyo is Kedusha Rishena, because that was the first time that Surya was Niskadish. In the time of Baisheni, B'mei Ezra, because B'mei David it wasn't Niskadish, nothing happened B'mei David. So Mele is Kedusha Rishenu. Kedusha Rishenu, so it's not better than Kedusha Yehoshua. Even Eretz Yisrael itself was like Kishol HaSilavei. Briefly, according to Reb Chaim, the Gzeras HaKosuf of Bicho V'Tifcho Ma'Avisecho implies that Kedusha Rishenu is loy Kishol HaSilavei, and Kedusha Shniyo is Kishol HaSilavei. And according to the Rambam, so Surya was Kofshul Libovel. Was Kofshul, but that's very difficult. If it's Kofshul Libovel, why does the Rambam say in Cheshmit Avyevu, Yarot Yisrael Chmurim Eretz Yisrael Shvon Yisrael? But that's how Reb Chaim assumed. So according to the Rambam, it's Kofshul Libovel. And if it is Kofshul Libovel, so Mele, it depends. If we say Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so the Kibush al the Ezra was a Kedusha Shniyo. Kedusha Shniyo have a Gzeras HaKosuf, it's Kishol HaSilavei. But if we say Kibush Yochid, it's Loi Shmei Kibush. So, B'mei David, nothing happened. So the Kibush by Daily Bovel was a Kedusha Rishenu. In Kedusha Rishenu, it doesn't make any difference whether it was al the Kibush al the Chazoke, Kedusha Rishenu, so is Loi Kishol HaSilavei. So in Mele, now it's not Chayvim Trumas Maaseh. But that's a very difficult Reb Chaim, and I can... All right, very well. But I'll discuss it, on Friday. I have to finish. Mentions there's a Lakers. Whether Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush. If we say Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so then Surya has a din of Eretz Yisrael. If we say Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush, so Surya does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, Monefsha, that kasha is raised by many. Monefsha. We say the Kedusha Rishenu is Kishol Shaito, the Loi Kishol HaSilavei. Kedusha Shniyo is Kishol Shaito, the Kishol HaSilavei. So why is there a Shaila? There is no relevant Shaila now. Only might have in Bais Rishna, and it's not Mistaber that the whole Machlekes applies to Bais Rishna. Might have so. It appears, not only it appears, it's mentioned in Feresh, that even now there is a shaila whether Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush. If Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, then it's Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush is not Eretz Yisrael. But Kedusha Rishenu is Kicholi Shaito Loi Kishol Zidlov. Kedusha Shniyo is Kicholi Shaito Loi Kishol Zidlov. How be Kochim Kofshel Mitzrayim Li Kofshel Li Bovel? So, Monefshech, we have to we have to find out whether Surya Ezra was Kevish or Ezra was not Kevish. If Ezra was Kevish and the Kedusha of Ezra was only Chazoke, so then Surya is like the rest of us, so it's not Kibush Yochid. And if Ezra was not Kevish, so even if we say Kibush Yochid Shvei Kibush, so what? But the Kedusha Rishayni is bottle and Kedusha Shni was not Chal. Now the Ravid says Beferesh that Surya and the Rayad and the bottle were not Kibush. What is the Shittes Rambam? So it's not so clear. It's mashma from the Loshna Rambam. The Rambam says that Tzviche if a yard and so ye so amuto lo ye lo ye yu e lo chmurim min keime she kofshel Mitzrayim lo kofshel bora. So it's clear that according to Rambam it's lo kofshel bora. So then he can say it's a kalachema. The Ravid is still masik. Why kalachema? He says it's mamish the same din, not kalachema. But if we say that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid that Elibovel were not kevei suri nevayarim, then we can understand why he says kalachema. But the kasha is why kalachema? It's not kalachema. But if we are going to assume that Surin of a yard and the bubble were kevish, so that the kalachema doesn't make sense. So what kind of kalachema is it? Over there it's like of shuli bubble, here it's of shuli bubble. Anyway, and then the fact is that Ezra was not kevish surin of a yard. I mean, the Ravid said it and it's clear from Loshna Rambam. And there's the mitzias. It's not shayach to say contrary to the mitzias. And of course, the Rishayim knew the mitzias. So what is the whole shaila? And there is a whole discussion. Kofshel bovel, not kofshel bovel. Then Rabbi Natam in Yivomis Dafte Zayin, in Yivomis Dafte Zayin says that in Ivrayarden we have two portions of Ivrayarden. We have the portion of Ivrayarden that Meisha Rabbeinu was Kevesh from Sichein. And originally it belonged to Amnon Meyov, but Amnon Meyov Tiaru Bisichein. So that's the Chilek God and Ruvein. That's the Chilek God and Ruvein. So that Rabbi Tam says is Kofshul Bava. That's what Rabbi Tam says. Then we have the other portion of Hebrayarden. Amnon Meyov Mamesh. That so is certainly like Kofshul Bava. And then the Tulishinis Ram the Tam, whether it was Kofshul Mitzrayim or it was not Kofshul Mitzrayim. So the second Loshen is, it's not even Kofshul Mitzrayim. Then it is, according to the Gemara in Basra, Amin Meyov, the real Amin Meyov, the Amin Meyov that remained Amin Meyov. Amin Meyov, the Tzichin was not even Kevesh, his Meisha Rabbeinu was not Kevesh, that's Keni Knizivik Admein. So Kini Kini Kameini, one man Doma says in Bo Basri, Cheskazabatin, that's Ameinu, Meya Venere. So that, Rabnutam, the second Loshen says, not even Kofshul Mitzrayim, because Mish Rabbein was not Kevish. Which part of Ibrayad was Mish Rabbein Kevish? The part of Ameinu Meyov that originally belonged to Ameinu Meyov. And then Sichein conquered from Ameinu Meyov. So Mele, the Mish Rabbeinu was allowed to be Kevesh from Siche because he didn't belong to Amnon Meyov anymore because of Kibush. So Siche is Kenet. So that, but Rabbi Tam says the part of Ivrayarden that Mish Rabbeinu was Kevesh from Siche, that is not only Kofshul Mitzrayim, of course Kofshul Mitzrayim, it's even before Mesh Rabbeinu, El Mitzrayim, usually we say under Yeshua, but this is El Mitzrayim under Mesh Rabbeinu, but it's even Kofshul Bava, and he mentions a raya from Perites of Shvi's, Mishne Beis. So the question is, I mean, but the Mitzias is, as the raya says, there's the Mitzias. What is that? The Achilik and the Mitzias. I mean, now, in regard to that kash, without discussing the Mitzias, but the kasha is monefshach is difficult. זה מחלקס, נגמורה, סויה כיבוש יוחד, שמי כיבוש, אדם זה אז ישראל. If כיבוש יוחד, זה לא ישמי כיבוש, it's not אז ישראל. And the מחלקס is not only גבי בייס ראשי, even גבי שני, and even now, that's how it appears, even after חום בייס שני. That's how it appears from the more in Vietnam, from the more in Avizore, even now, even now. So Mele, so the Monefshech, if it's Kofshuli Bovel, so there it wasn't Kibush Yochit, so it was the same kind of Kibush as in Shoraz Yisrael, which was not even Kibush, as Ram says Chazok, so it was Chazok. And if they were not Kibush Bovel, so why, how can it be better than the Kochim that Kofshu El Mitzrayim will be Kofshu El Bovel? So then, it's Kofshu El Mitzrayim will be Kofshu El Bovel. So then, it doesn't, so in Dusha Lisheino is like Yisrael Zid Lovei, so it's not Eretz Yisrael. So how could Surya be better? True, Kibush Yorish may Kibush. So it's better, more effective than the Kibush Rabbim of Eretz Yisrael, Mamesh. I mean, that's inconceivable. So I mentioned the Teretz by Reb Chaim, and I said, the Teretz by Reb Chaim is very strange because Reb Chaim assumes in that Teretz that the Mitzias is that the Lubavel walk Kivishul. And that's strange. But I want the time, someday, I had to interrupt. But I mean, it's not that Reb Chaim didn't know the Mitzias, that Mitzias everybody knows. And the Rebbe says so, so. The Rebbe wouldn't say if he didn't know. I mean, that's not something you can say on the basis of svar. This you have to say on the basis of the facts. So if the Rebbe says it, so that's it. And that's the historical fact that they were not kivish lebov. The lebov were not kivish. So yeah, nor ivraya. But Reb Chaim assumes that the lebov were kivish. But there is Yerushalmi in Shviz, Pirik Vov Shviz, and in Pirik HaShaleach in Gittin. So he says, Tihir Bechovei, Tifchoma Visecho. That's, I think, in Tzavit. In Tzavit, Dvorim, Dvorim, Lamet, Posig, Dalet, Hey, Im Yeh Nidechacho B'Kzi HaShemayim, Mishom Yikabetzcho Ad Yishem Lekecho, Mishom Yikachecho, Veviyacho Ad Yishem Lekecho Lohoretz, Asha Yorsha Avisecho V'Yorishto, V'Yitifcho V'Hiyo B'Chom Avisecho. So, the Posig here speaks of two Yerushas. One Yerusha by the Oves, and one Yerusha by us, the descendants. So the Rach in Yevomes, the Rach in Yevomes explains it, but I think the Rach is either a Pirush Yochid or Miut Rishim. That's not the Pshat of most Rishim. But the Rach's Pirush is that the two Yerushas, the Yerusha Rishino, the Yerusha of Avisecho, has reference to the Nachle that was given to the office before Yerushua. And the Tifcho V'Yir B'Chom Avisecho. So who is Avisecho, the office? And who is the Tifcho Yu V'Yir B'Cho? That's the Kedusha Rishenu. So according to the Rach's Pshat, it turns out that the Kedusha Rishenu is Kitchel Rishaito B'Kitchel Osilov. Because the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi Shvi says, Ve'itifcho v'hir b'chom avisecho. In other words, Yur Yerusha, v'yivyacha ad Yishem l'kecho l'oretz, asha Yorusha avisecho v'yirishto, ve'itifcho v'b'chom avisecho. You will take possession of the land that your oves, your ancestor took possession. According to Rach, the ancestors means the oves, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And who is you? That the Jewish people be made Yerushua. So that is, so the Yerushalmi says, Ve'itifcho v'hir b'chom avisecho. We are better than our ancestors. Not we are we better than our ancestors. Not better, but that means better off. better off than our ancestors. In what way are we better off than our ancestors? Your ancestors, Yerushalmi says like this, in Perek Vav Shviz, Avisecho lohoyu aleim il maluchus. V'ato afal pi shehoy aleich mil maluchus. Avisecho kim shegolu botlo. The expression of Isecho kim shegolu botlo is very difficult according to Rashi. Pshat golu, what kind of golus? I mean, all right, Yaakov went to golus in Mitzrayim, but the Kedushas Haaretz, if there was any Kedushas Haaretz, was not affected. So that's very strange. V'yato afal pi shegoliso loibot. That means it's kichol yishayit of kicholso. But all the other Rishayim, except the Rach, I think that the Rach is Yishitas Yochit. It's a very difficult pshat. But all the other Rishayim, except for the Rach, say that Avisecho does not have reference. Usually Avisecho has reference to the Ovis. But here Avisecho has reference to the Eilim Mitzrayim. That was the Kedusha Rishayim. And who are? What are Yerusha? That's the Kedusha Shniyo. So, V'yivacho Adishem Rekecho Lo'oretz Asher Yerusha Avisecho V'yirish. So the Rebbeinu Shalom promises says that there will be Yerusha Shniyo. And with the Yerusha Shniyo will be better off than with the Yerusha Rishayim. How will we be better off? That also is difficult. So, Yerusha Rishayim. So the Yerushalmi says, Avisecho lohoyu aleim el malchus. V'ato afal pi sheyesh aleichem el malchus. Because in Vaisheni, so most of the time, there was a malchus first tachasil poras. Certainly when the Kedusha took effect, there were tachasil poras. And then there were tachasil yovon. Then there was the period of the Hashmonoim for a short time, when loyal and malchus, they were suffering completely. But then again, tachas el rein. Anyway, the important el malchus is the el malchus poras, because that was the time when the Kedusha took effect. So it was tachas el poras. So one would say, the Yerushalmi didn't say, who is better off? So our ancestors were better off. They were suffering. They were suffering. I mean, but by Sheini, the Otachasil Poras, why is the Tifrom Avisecho? So, Bishleim, the other thing, Avisecho, Kidm Shegolu, Nifteru, the Dusha Risheno, Ikicholi Shaito, Velo Ikicholo Sidlove, and Dusha Shneo, we understand the Tifro, but why do they say that? The Hirbuch of Itifcho, the Itifcho, the Hirbuch of Avisecho manifests itself in two things. One, the fact that it's Kisholos Ilove. That we understand very well. Of course, it's Kisholos Ilove. But Avisecho, Lohoyalim Malchus, on the contrary, so Avisecho, it should be the Hirbuch of Itifcho Mizarom. After all, it's better off when we don't have to come out. So that we have to understand, but we'll leave it for a moment. Anyway, so there's the pshat by all Rishayim. V'yirbucho v'yitifcho ma'avisecho. So the first Yerusha, the Yerusha v'avisecho, has reference not to the Yerusha Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov, but the Yerusha of Eil Mitzrayim. And the second Yerusha, there's the Yerusha of Philip Bovel. So it's a special Zeus HaKosov. The Kedusha Rishayno is Kichol Yishayito v'lo Yikichol Yishlovei, and Kedusha Shniyo is Kichol Yishayito v'kichol Yishlovei. So now to Eretz Yisrael has Dusha, but the Kochim, the Mitzrayim, were Kevesh, the Bovel were not Kevesh, does not have a Dusha. Now, the question is this: Zegzeres HaKosov. What's the pshat in Zegzeres HaKosov? Is this Reb Chaim's Echkir, and it's not published? I don't know whether the pamphlet is published. I think it is, but not in the sefer. So, in the Shurim of Alojin, I mean, he said it. So he asked the Shaila: what's the pshat in Zegzeres HaKosov? Is the pshat in Zegzeres HaKosov that G'dushe al di kibush is kichol ishaito loy kichol asid lovei. G'dushe al di chazoke is kichol ishaito vi kichol asid lovei. That's the pshat. Oh, the pshat is, no, not that the criterion is kibush versus chazoke. G'dushe misheino is kichol ishaito vi kichol asid lovei. Loy kichol asid lovei. G'dushe shnio is kichol ishaito kichol asid lovei. So the reason as to why g'dushe shnio is kichol ishaito vi kichol asid lovei is not because chazoke is kichol asid lovei. Even if it had been al di kibush, it would also be kichol asid lovei. Because there's the reason as hakosu ve yitifcho ve yir b'chom avisech. Yir b'chom avisech. That you are better off than the Yerusha Visheino, so it was only temporary. It wasn't perpetual. Atzif Gladius. And Dushe Shnio was more effective. So it's exactly the cause of Dushe Shnio, not Chazoki is Kishlasima. So Reb Chaim, in that shir in Baloshin, he said that the Pshati is that not that Chazok is Kishol Asid Lovei and Kibush is Kishol Ishait Lois Lovei. No. G'dushe Shnio is Kicho. Is Kishol Asid Lovei. But Ram explains how is G'dushe Shnio take effect for Chazok? Because there was El Malchus. But that has nothing to do with Kishol Asid Lovei. The reason is why the G'dushe Shnio is Kishol Lovei, the Exos Hakosovi Tifovir Mohammed Visacho, the G'dushe Shnio is Kishol Asid Lovei. Some men are the high means of the Kash. Here the kashi is that many ask, how does the Gemara say, if we say kibush yochish mei kibush and so is as Yisrael, even now, and if we say kibush yochish voish mei kibush, so is not as Yisrael, not now and not at any time. But the question is, might they have a habit? So the Gemara is not mentioning it in connection with Bais Rishon. So the Gemara is mentioning in connection with Bais Sheni and Lachachum Bais Sheni. So Monefshach, if it is Kofshu in Lebovel. In Lebovel, there was no special kind of a conquest of Yochid in contrast to Rabbi. So it was the same kibush or the chazoke as the rest of us. And if it's not Kofshu in Lebovel, so even if kibush Yochid made kibush, how could it be better than Bishon? That Kofshul Mitzrayim Kofshul Bovel, so he's part of Trumas HaMaisos. So why is Surya, the Gemara says, Chayim in Trumas HaMaisos? So Reb Chaim says, no, the fact is that it's Kofshul Bovel. But then we ask, so why the Mandoma who says, Kibush Yochet Roish Mikibush, so he's part of Trumas HaMaisos, but might have a havend, and by Sheini, it wasn't Kibush Yochet, it was the same kind of kibush or chazoke as the rest of us. So the answer is the Xerosakosuf is that G'dusho Shnio is Kishol Slovi, G'dusho Risheino is Loi Kishol Slovi. Some mele, according to Mandoma, that kibush or Shnei kibush, so the G'dusha of a Suryim by Risheini was a G'dusha Shnio because there was a preceding G'dusha. Some mele, so it's kishlos lovi, so it's chayv and trumas maizchos now too. But according to Mandoma Rabbi Yisi, that kibush yochet lo yishme kibush, there was never a kedusha risheino in Surya. What was there? The kedusha shnio. So the kedusha shnio is a kedusha risheino in regard to Surya. Some mele kedusha risheino. So the Gzos HaKosov V'yabuchov V'yitivchov V'yitivchov V'yabuchov V'yitivchov doesn't apply. It only applies to those parts of our those mechanisms where there is a G'dusha Shnio. But here if G'dusha Shnio make Kibush, it's not a G'dusha Shnio, it's a G'dusha Rishino. G'dusha Rishino. So it's not better than the G'dusha that took effect by Yeshua. So it's a very good Eretz. But according to that Eretz, two things. First of all, Reb Chaim is assuming that it's a halacha, not that Chazoki is Kishol Slovi, but G'dusha Shnio is Kishol Slovi. And even if it had been al di kibush, it would also be Kishol Slovi. And that's from the Lashon HaRambam, it's not mashma. The Rambam in Perikvov Milches Beis Abchire. Rambam paskens legabe Eretz Yisrael, legabe Eretz Yisrael, that the dusha rishenu is kishal shai l'gishlovei, dusha shniu is kishal shlovei. But legabe Yerushalayim and Migdosh, legabe Karbonis, achal smayse sheni, kochim kachal skochim kalim. So even dusha rishenu is kishal shai tov kishal shlovei, and Ezra didn't have to be mikade ishu yavazores. And why did he do it? As the Gemara says in Shvuos, lisimone baum, lizeicha baum. So the Rambam says like this. In Perikvov Milchet Bizapri, Aloch Yidav, Komokim Shalonase Becholelu Cheseya Aze Ein Kiddush Gomo Vize Shoso Ez Reshtei Teideis Zikorinu Shoso Loi Bimais Of Niskadish Hamokim Shaloho Yashom Loi Melech Vloyom Vitumi. Because the Rambam Paskons like Mandoma Becholelutna ובמן נזקצ'ו בקדוש הרישיינו שקיצ'ו שלימי שהוא כדי שעזור וירושלים לישייטון וקיצ'ו מסלורי. לפי חוך, מקריב מנקלבון נסקולו נף על פי שאין שום בייס בונו ואיך לנקוצ'י קוצ'ים בכל העזור ואף על פי שחרי בו ואין מכבס במחיצה ואיך לנקוצ'ים קל למייס השני בכל ירושלים אף על פי שאין שום חיימייס שהקדוש הרישיינו קיצ'ו לישייטו וקיצ'ו מסלורי. Then I'll look at the Zayin. V'lo mani neb migdush Yerushalayim dush rishino kitchol osid lovei. Uvigdush ashor arz Yisrael in shviz umayisres. V'chayetz ben li kitchol osid lovei. Lifish edush as hamigdush Yerushalayim mipnei ashchino. Ushchino nebteilo. V'arei meir v'ashimaisis midishaychem bom chachomim. Af al pishish mumim. V'gdush osan rendim. Avol chivoret b'shviz umayisres. Eno pnei kibush u kibush rab. וחידים שנדוש בחורץ מידיהם בוטלה כיבוש וניפטרו מנה תירה ממייסרס ומשביס שערינו מארץ ישראל וחידים שאולו עזרה וקיצ'ו לו קיצ'ו בכיבוש אלו בחזוקה שהרזיקו בו ולפי חוך כל מוקים שהרזיקו בו אלי בובל ונזקדש בקדושת עזרה השניו ומקודש היים ואף על פי שנדוש בחורץ וחייב בשביס ומייסרס על הדרך שביארנו לחסרום. The Loshna Rambam indicates that the reason, as a matter of fact, the fact that the Rambam Bechodemachte explained why the Dushas Yerushalayim Migdosh is distinguished from Dushas Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is based upon Kibush and Yerushalayim Migdosh is based upon Shechina. And then Toch Gedibur he explains in regard to Eretz Yisrael too why is the Kedusha Shniyo distinguished from Kedusha Rishayno. Kedusha Rishayno, he says, is a big nation kibush rabim v'chibushinu k'chores miyedeim botla kibush, because since the Kedusha took effect through kibush, so the kibush of goyim was mafkia mivatlil the kibush of the Jewish people. But such a divergence, I mean, lahavdul elef avdoles. Some the kibush by goyim was a kibush of shlichus domim and gezel, and this was a kibush of gdusha. But that's the aloch. That's mashe. That kibush is mafkia kibush. Is kibush mafkia kibush? And then he says, but Ezra not kibush chazoke. So kibush cannot be mafkia chazoke. If the pshat is the way Reb Chaim said in the Shulam and Baloshim, it's not a Tzir Zakosuf that there is a distinction between Kedusha al de Chazoke and Kedusha al de Kibush, but Kedusha Rishenu and Kedusha Shniyo. So the Rambam should have said, Avolchi uvorot b'shuvis ha-maisres, he shouldn't say, Avolchi uvorot b'shuvis ha-maisres, eino l'bnei shu kibush rabim. V'chim shenu k'horas m'yedeim bot la'kibush nifnadeo, ma'iz v'shvi sh'areinu me'az Yisrael. Then, v'chim shol ezra v'kitcho lo'ikitcho b'kibush. Why does he say lo'ikitcho b'kibush? That's not important. Suppose it would have been kitcho b'kibush ezra. No oil pass. He would have conquered it from Kerish. It still would be Kitchel Osid Love, according to that Reb Chaim, because it was Dusha Shniyo. So why does he emphasize the wrong expression? So you should have said, V'chiv mishol ezre v'kicho hari kicho b'pam shniya. Not a l'kicho b'kibu shal v'chazok. That's not relevant. So the Lashon HaRambam indicates not like Reb Chaim. And then, not like Reb Chaim said in the Shulchan Aruch. And then, I wouldn't say it, you know, in an article, but it's known, Reb Chaim's pshat in the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah, loy b'chayil v'loy b'keach, kim b'ruchi omar Hashem tzvokeh is, that Reb Chaim said, and that pshat in loy b'chayil v'loy b'keach indicates that Reb Chaim was chizah from what he said in the Shulchan Aruch. That's how I feel. I mean, I couldn't argue with someone because if somebody wants to be an action, it's not crazy. Okay, but now, that is well known. This is well known. I mean, Reb Chaim has a pshat. That is not published either. But that piece, I heard it from my father, but Reb Volvo in his Sovim, but was published. And Torah, you know, and Anivim, Afteros, he mentions it in the name of Reb Chaim. Now, let's see the Aftor. I think that's how you can call it Ashkofe, but it's Aloha also. Anyway, by Reb Chaim, there's certainly no demarcation line between Hagodah and Aloha, Ashkofe, everything is Aloha. That's the way it should be. Also, the after all ballets. Malach Adiva Biva Yereini Kisha Shiria Mishnos. Vayem Reilai, that would be adapted for Hanukkah, not before Purim, but anyway, Vayoshva Malach Adiva Biva Yereini Kisha Shiria Mishnos. Vayem Reilai, Muatore, Vayema. Roisi vinim nerazov kulo vigula al reisho vishivo neriseo aleo shivo vishivo mutsokis la neres asha al reisho ushnaim zeisim aleo echot nemina golo veechot al smelo vaan vaima ala malach adeva bilim ya moeila adeni vayana malach adeva bi vayima ila el yodato moeima ila vaima loy adeni vayan vayima ila ilimir zed varad yishem al zubodo leimer loy bichayl veloy bikeyach. So it's very strange. It's kulei mukshi, Reb Chaim said. In other words, he saw a certain mark. What did he see? He saw a golden candelabrum and with seven candlesticks and then and two olive trees, one on the right side of the candelabrum and one on the left side. And Tzchaya is the Malach. Moila Adin. Vayana Malach Adin. Vayimer Ilai Liyodato Moimer. Now, if the Malach said, it was certainly true, we don't have to consider whether the Malach has credibility. The Malach said, so of course it is true. So how is it Tzchaya said, Liyadin? What is he arguing with him? What is it? Arguing. The Malach, you argue with Malach as if you argue with somebody in learning. I mean, what is it? The Malach said, so that was the truth, the Israel effect. And then, when he said, Lo Yadeini, so then the Malach said, Vayam Vayimel Alimel, Zed Vad Shem Zubonim, Lo Yibicha. What is that? What's the pshat? So, the Yalkut Shemeini says, not only Yalkut Shemeini, but it's mentioned in the next psuki. We don't see it in the Aftor, and Bar Shem Aleischon, Shabbos Chanukah. The two olive trees symbolize the Shnei Bnei Yitzo. Who are the Shnei Bnei Yitzo? So Yalkut Shemeini says, and that's spelled out in the Pasuk, that is Malchi Bisdavid and King Amoshuach, King God. Now, a King God can be appointed either for Shemeini Mishcho or for Ribu God. In Baisheini, there was no Shemeini Mishcho. Yishua Melech was gaining it. So how was the Chandelion dedicated and appointed to the Bgodim? Because the King Hedyat is Eved with four Bgodim, and the King Godel is Eved with Ches Bgodim. So by putting on the Ches Bgodim and doing the Aveide of the King Godel, so he was dedicated as a King God. So the two olive trees symbolize the two Mishuchim, Malchus is David, because Malchus Yisrael is not Mishuchim, Mishema Mishim, it's Mile, it's Mishim, Mishema Farzim, and the Kina Mashiach. When Zechariah is the Malach Moila Deni, he knew that the two olive trees symbolize the two Mishuch. As the Malach said to him, "How you that Memel? You don't know that it's Shnei Bnei Yitzhak." He knew that very well, but he didn't understand it. After all, that was an Ivuya for Baishen, the whole Zerubbabel. I mean, talking the main person with whom the Nevuah deals is Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel wasn't by his shame. He wasn't by his shame. So he asked him, so he says, Lo Yadei. So he says, Vayma Lo Yadei. In other words, I know, but I don't understand it. I have a kashi. I don't understand it. How can there be a Nevuah that symbolizes Mishuch Mishavan HaMishche when in Baishen Yishavan HaMishche didn't even exist? Yishio HaMalach was Genis Malchus Bezdovid. Of course there was no Malchus Bezdovid in Baishen Yishavan. And Kehanim Delim there were, but Beribu Godim. But here it's Shnei Zeisim. How can a Nivuye dealing with Baishen Yishavan discuss Mishuch Mishavan HaMishche, which did not exist? So the Malach gave him a teretz. And Reb Chaim says, what was the teretz of the Rambam? The teretz by the Malach is, he mentioned the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, how is it? He goes, what is the Zachir? Halochet is Tezayin. So he says, why is it we say the Dusha Rishen? In the Arts is Holy Kitchel, Shait, Holy Kitchel, Shabbat. And Dusha Shnio is Kishol Shach is Rabbi. So the Rambam says, because Dusha Rishen without Kibush, so then the Goyim or Kibush Famos, so their Kibush was Mafkiya or Kibush. But their Kibush is a Kibush of Ritziche and of Gezel and of Tume. And our Kibush is a Kibush. It's nothing to do with it. Kibush is Mafkiya Kibush. But by Sheini, so the Dusha was, or the Chazoki, Kibush cannot be Mafkiya Kibush. So that was the teretz on Zechariah's kasha. See, he says, you think Zechariah that the kedusha in Vayisheni is like the kedusha in Vayisrishin? Yeshua there, it was b'chayil, b'keyach. So maybe it couldn't be kishrosid lami. Kibush cannot be permanent. Kibush can only last as long as the kedusha that takes effect to kibush can only last as long as the kibush lasts. But the moment the kibush is nullified, true, by Sheif Chidam, by Gazlonim, or what? What's the difference? But the kibush is nullified. Some mele, kibush means power. Some mele, power, kdushe that takes effect through power, becomes nullified through power. Even though the original power is the power of kdushe, and the other power is the power of Tume. Mashinki. So the Kedusha Rishaino was Bechayel, Bechayach, so it couldn't be Kishlosid Loving. But the Kedusha Shnio is Loi Bechayel, Loi Bechayach, Kim Biruchi. It's the most wonderful Droshe that could be delivered by any Rav today. It's Loi Bechayel, Loi Bechayach, Kim Biruchi, Chazoke, Desruchi, dedication, work. So that no kibush can be mafkiyat. So it's leilom voed. So mele the nivui on the baisheni is a nivui atzif kladeis. Is a nivui on Yemei Samashiach too, because Yemei Samashiach we won't have to resort to in Yogdush. It will still be a hemshach of the Gdusha that took effect in Baishen. So, if Rav Chaim had felt that the Gzeres HaKosuv v'hirbuch v'itiv chum v'sechol is not the Gzeres HaKosuv, that there is a distinction between Gdusha of the Kibush and Gdusha Chazoke, but Rishayno and Shnio, so how did the Novi say, Loi b'chayl v'keach has nothing to do with that? So the whole Rav Chaim's pshat that he said in Brisk and that after implies that Rav Chaim was chayzer from what he said in the Shnio. That's how I feel. I once mentioned it as a because if you don't show it to him, chazalti is. But I think it's borokayim that in this pshat Rav Chaim was chayzer from what he said in the Shon Ralosh. I think so. And what's wrong with saying Rav Chaim was chayzer? I mean, the shame say that the Ri was chayzer, the Tam was chayzer. I mean, the Rambam, the Chuvas, Rashi was chayzer. Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, I don't know. But I'm convinced. It's not that I want to be convinced. It seems to me. But I still want... to the facts. And how do I know it's come to the facts? First of all, if you look into any history book, so you'll see it. And then arrive at it. But that's not a taina against Rav Chaim, that's a taina against Rav Netam. Rav Netam in Yivomez Dafte Zion says in so many words that it's Elibovel Wakevish. Yivomez is here. The Gemara says in Yivomez Dafte Zayin Amud Aleph, Domama, it's a Gemara in Rigige, it's a Gemara in Chum, Harbe Krochem Kofshel Mitzrayim Lekofshel Bova. וקדושה רישינו קיצ'ו לשייטו ולקיצ'ו לסלובי ויניחום כדי שיסמכו עליהם עניים בשביס. So what does it mean? In other words, how big hoch and kofshin and sign kofshin bodo and kdusha rishenu loy kishlo zlovi. So mele, they libovel deliberately left out certain mekemes in order that nishnas ha-shmite the danim should have panos. Because like this, Danim had a lot of panose from the Leket Shikhilpe, but it's not a shviz, so everything is Efker. So there is no Leket Shikhilpe. Everything is Efker and it's not a shviz. So some mele, they deliberately omitted a certain kemes. Some mele, the Kedusha Sohores was not Chal. Some male shviz was not make, so it wasn't Efker. Some male, they were mafmis maisalon. Mafmis maisalon. So that was the purpose why deliberately they left out certain kings. So Teisa says, I'm a may of master maisaloni bishviz. Pirit bekuntres, Israelim hadorim beres amun a may of shiki bishmeshem misichain, viniskachu bidushasores, viachshov bayisheni. But Lobdushos. So Rashi says that the Amin Meyov, that's it, Ayadin, that Meisha was Mekadish, Shekibish Meisha Mesichin, that's Chiligod and Chiligruve. In Ivayadin, we have three portions Chiligod, Chiligruve, and Chilig Chotzi Shevet Amnashi. So the Chotzi Shevet Amnashi is what we call Galon Heights, that's Chotzi Shevet Amnashi. Galon Heights is Chodeshim Amash. It's not in the same place as the Chilik. Of course it's the place, but today, in today's geography, it's not in the same place. So,
Syria, but
there's Galon Heights, this belongs to Israel, Galon Heights.
I'm saying even the...
in the Muhammad Shesh Sayomi Israel conquered it from Syria, because Syria was one of the nations that invaded Israel, and then they conquered it. But that's Chotzi Shev Damash. Galon Heights is Chotzi Shev Damash. Chotzi Shev Damash. And that was nearby by Meshe Rabbeinu. So Meshe Rabbeinu, that's a part of the Ivrayardin, of the ancient Ivrayardin, not today's Ivrayardin. And that is Galon Heights. But Chilek Ruven, Chilek God, is part of today's Tranjor. Chilek Ruven God. So Rashi says that Aminu Meyot Maslim is only Bishvis because it is among the Kochim Shechoshul Mitzrayim Velik of Shuli Bavel. So Mimele, it's not Hefker. So Mimele, you have to be Mafrish Maisaroni. If Shvite would be Neik, so it would be Hefker. So there is no union of Maisres. Hefker. Hefker is Potam Maisres. But since Shvite is not Neik, because it's like of Shul Bo. Anyway, so Rashi says in so many words that the Amin Meyov of Chil, that Meisha Rabbeinu was Kevish from Sikhi. So is like of Shul Bo. Because Shul Rabbeinu Tam. The Omar Befir, the Mokim Shinoagu, Gimu Arotis Libio, Yehude, Vivrayardin, Bigol, Vivrayardin, Yeret Sikhim Veik, So what does bio mean? Bio means that we're not allowed to eat maizres after zman bio. After zman bio, we're not allowed to eat. So the machlek is between the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, it's the Reise. According to the Ramban, it's only the Rabban. So, Rambam Tamas Kashe, how can Rashi say that Amin Meyov is Loikov Shueli Bovel, but the Gimore in Mokim Shinoago, the Mishnah in Shvi says, Gimu Arotis Libio, Yehude Vivayardin Vigoril, Vivrayardin Yeretzichen Veik, Alme Shikachur Libovel, because if it's Loikiv Shur Libovel, so then the din of Bio shouldn't be Neik. The din of Bio shouldn't be Neik. Veim Rabnetam, the Hosom, the Yeretzichen Veik, Shalihoiso Shalam Nemeyov. Shalam Nemeyov. Aber Eretz Yichen Shikibish Mamin Nemeyov, Loikicho Libovel. But the Eretz Yichin, that the Tzichin was Kevesh. So in other words, the Gemara in Pesachim that says, Gimu Arotis Lebio, that Bio was Neik in Ivar Yardin, and that implies that it's Kachir Lebovel, because if it's like Kachir Lebovel, so it doesn't take Kishas Oretz. So maybe the din of Bio shouldn't be Neik, has reference to the Eretz, that part of Ivar Yardin, that Sichin was originally Kevesh that Sichin, it belonged to Sichin all the time. He wasn't even Kevesh from Aron HaMeir. So that part of Ivar HaYarden, so is Kofshu Libova. But Avol Hoche, so he says, Avol Eretz Sichin she Kevesh Amin Meyov, but the Eretz Sichin that originally belonged to Amin Meyov, and then Sichin was Kevish from Amin Meyov, and then Mish Rabbeinu was Kevish from Sichin, so Loikicho Libovel. So the Libovel were not Mikadish. So in other words, so that's like Rashi. So that's Rashi, because Rashi says, Yisroel Adorim Beres Amin Meyov Shekibish Meishim Sichin. V'niskach b'dushas oret, so it's kichur el Mitzrayim, I mean Meish Rabbeinu. V'achshov v'yisheni botl b'dushas oret, because the libovel were not kevish. So there is a part of Ivar HaYarden that the libovel were kevish, but not the part of Ivar HaYarden that Meish Rabbeinu was Kevish from Sichin, and Sichin originally was Kevish from Amin Meyov. So that part, he says, so no, the hosom beresichin the eichel hoyzeshlam meyofs. So that is kofshuli bovel too. But the Gemara here is reference to that was shlam meyof and sichin was kevish. Faramu meyof and demish rabin was kevish. So Rashi is right. Then he says, veidim rabetam the motzino meima. The hoche be eretz amin meyof shalui kibi sichim meilo shalui kochua filei mitzray. But the thing that the eretz amin meyof shalui kibi sichim meilo so id meil mitzrayim were not kibish. Mish Rabbeinu was not Kevish. What was Mish Rabbeinu Kevish? Chilik God and Ruvain. So that is the part of Amunimei of the Tzichim was Kevish from Amunimei first, the Albi Tzichim. Beidim Rabbatam, Vatunia, the Hoche, Beeras Amunimei of Shalui Kibi Tzichim Eilom, Shalui Kichu Afilei Mitzrayim. That's the Gemara here, and the Gemara in Psochim has reference to the Eretz Sichim Veik, the Eretz to the Aminu Meyov that was Mesh Rabbeinu was Kevish from Sichim, so that was even Kofshua Lebova. So Rabbi Natam is Chilik on Rashi, and Rabbi Natam says, Rashi says, that the Eretz Sichein that Mish Rabbeinu was Kevish, so became part of Eretz Yisrael. Mish Rabbeinu was Kevish, certainly Kibush Rabin couldn't have it better Kibush Rabin than Kibush al the Mish Rabbeinu. So Rashi Shiti is Sloik of Shuli Bova, so he didn't have Dushe in Baisheni. And Rabbi Natam says no, that the Aminu Meyov that Sichein wasn't. That the Iver Hayarden that Mish Rabbeinu was Kevish, or Lebovel or not Kevish. So it's a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Natan as to whether the Iver Hayarden that Mish Rabbeinu was Kevish, or the Lebovel also Kevish or not. So Rashi Shiti is the Lebovel or not Kevish, and Rabbi Natan Shiti is the Lebovel or Kevish. So it's Rabbi Natan. In other words, Rabbi Natan is Chilik on the Raavad. Tam is Chilik on the Raavad. And on the Rambam also, because the Rambam says it's Kal Vachomer, so it's mashma that the Lebovel were not Kevish Eiver Hayar. So the Rabbi Natan is Chilik on Rashi and the Raavad and on the Rambam. And Rabbi Natan Shiti is that the Lebovel were Kevish. Now, let's see. So what is it? Machleik is the Mitzies. We know, I mean, the Mitzies is that the Lebovel were not Kevish Eiver Hayar. But there's another fact. In the Bovel Ezra, when we say the Bovel, we mean as usual. But Yana HaMelech was Kevish. Surya was Kevish. Vayal, Yana HaMelech was Kevish everything. Is the Kibush by Yana HaMelech important? Or maybe the Kibush by Yana HaMelech is not important altogether. After all, it wasn't all people's Nagodu. It was not a Kibush Rabbi. It was not a Kibush Rabbi. Not all people's Nagod. Yana Melech became Mitzduki. So he didn't pay attention to the Bez Nagodl. And of course, what Yana Melech's kibush was not all pure and vitumim, it was not Midas Rav Yisrael. So did that have any significance? So it's not a shit of a poshut. Let's see what the Chizit Mishnah says. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a chiber on two Shulchan Aruch, Meir Uktzir. So, Meir Uktzir. Sorb ja gefunden in der Chidamberg Zio an der Chai Simen Shin Wov, because there is the aloche that Emrim Lenochi, Sheyachte Feine Afil Bishabes, Mishum Yishuv Art Yisroel Gozru. So he discusses the what is Art Yisroel, what is not Art Yisroel. So he says, any Moki that Ezra was not Kevish, but Yana Melech was Kevish, has he is chayev bitumes umaisres midereise. Of course, according to the Rambam, that by Sheni, tumes umaisres and Rabbanon, so he couldn't say that it's chayev in tumes umaisres and reise. He says, but he is considered like a soil and chayev in tumes umaisres. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Fendt. Or, it's easier to argue with Rabbi Yaakov Fendt than with the Kesef Mishnah. But the Kesef Mishnah also says that. In Shmigli, where the Ravid is Masik. I think it would be very valuable if we go over the Mishneh in Shvi'is. Sholish Pirkvov of Shvi'is, Mishnah. Sholish Arosis Lishvi'is. There are three Arosis Lishvi'is. Kol Sher Ziko Libovel. So where is that? How far does it extend? Me'at Yisroel Vad Gziv. So that is Kofshur Libovel, not only El Mitzrayim, but Kofshur Libovel. Now El Mitzrayim is Dusha Rishenu is Loikishos Lovey, but Dusha Shnei is Kishos Lovey. So that is Dusha Sars Yisroel. So, Loi Nechal ve Loi Nevat. Loi Nevat, so the Pshat no Loi Nevat is clear. There is no suffix, no Tushitis. Loi Nevat means that the Isach Rishet, there is a lot of the rice, not work the soil, Mishnas HaShviz. So those Mekemis in Sars Yisroel, the Adziv, where they libovel lokevei, so it has dusha sars Yisroel, so it's also had to work the land in Shvi'is. That's loy nevat. What is loy nechal? In loy nechal, there are two pshat. The Rambam's pshat is loy nechal, that the isa svichim, mit rabbonon svichim arosa ba'achim. What does svich mean? Svich means that something that grows, vegetables that grow by themselves. No one planted them in Shnas HaShviz, but just by themselves they sprouted forth in the Shnas HaShviz. So, mit Rabbonon it's also Bachir. Why the Chachomim asked it? Because of every Aver. In other words, if to be Muta Bachile, so many Jews will furtively plant it, and then it'll say, well, by itself. So because of that, in order not to give an opportunity to Bale Aveira, you know, to plant Nishviz, the Chachomim Asa Tzvich Nishviz. It's an Isad Rabbonon. So the Rambam of Pshati is Loi Nechal means that Isad Rabbonon applies of Tzvich Nishviz is Osa. So Sholis Arotis Lishviz, Kol Sher Ziko Liprovel, Me'aretz Yisroel Vagziv, that means the Mekemes that not only Kofshu Yisrael, but also Kofshu Libovel, so is Loi Nechal veLoi Nevat. Not only is Loi Nevat, Nevat certainly, that's the Nisa the Reis, Avid Bishvis, but even the Isa Svichim Vachile is also Vichol Shir Zikol Yisrael, Mixiv Arano, those Mekinis in Eretz Yisrael that Kofshul Mitzrayim Veloi Kofshul in Bavel. So it doesn't have Dushas Oretz. But the Mikziva Anor Vadamono Nechal Avoloi Neva. The Yisra Veide sins in Eretz Yisrael Gomo. It is Osamidaraise, Osamimele, even those Mekinis. That Kofshul Mitzrayim Kofshul in Bavel, but in the Rabbonon there is an Yisra Veide Bishvis. But Sfichim is not us, because Sfichim even as the soil Gomor is only us on the Rabbonon. So here it would be like Exer, Exer. That's the Ramul Pshat. But there is another Pshat. That Nechal, Loi Nechal, does not have reference to Sfichish Viz, but to Zman Abiyo, whether it's Muta Ba'achile after Zman Abiyo. So he says, Me'arz Yisroel Vad Gziv, obviously explains the other pshat, not like the Rambam, that loy nechal does not mean the isa sfir shviz is mirabon, but loy nechal lachas ma'abir. It's us as shol gomu v'chol shazikel mitzrayim nixiv elano v'adamono. So it's not as shol gomu. It doesn't have tushis as shol, but originally, but it has Shema Eretz Yisrael, and originally it has Dushas Eretz Yisrael also. So even though in Baisheni it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but since it's Arzikul Mitzrayim, so it's Loinevat, Mirabonon Loinevat, but it is Nechal Achaz Manabir. It is Nechal Achaz Manabir. It is Nechal Achaz Manabir. So, now, the Gemara in Psochem that Ramata mentions is also a Mishnah in Shviz in Perik Tes. Perik Tes, Mishnah Beis. Sholish Arotis Libir. Here the Mishnah spells out Bir. Over there the Mishnah says Loi Nechal, Nechal. So they are Tupshotim. But here the Mishnah spells out Bir. Sholish Arotis Libir. Yehude v'Yardim v'Agolim. So in other words, every Eretz has its own Zman. And he doesn't talk about Bais Rishon, might have a habit. So he talks about Bais Shein. So it's a Raya. So he says, Sramtam mentions Raya from this Gemara in Psochem, from this Mishnah in Shviz, since Yivayard is one of the Rotzis, where Bio is Neik, so Mimele, it's a raya that kofshua libova. What's the raya? Maybe it's like kofshua libova, and still bio is naik. Still bio is naik. Now, according to the Rambam Shite, still bio is naik. Yibay naik. So what's the answer is, because Rav Netam obviously explained the Mishnah in Perek Vov. Sholish Arotzis L'Shviz, Kol Sheir Zikr L'Bovel, Me'arz Yisroel V'Arziv, Loi Nechal V'Loi Nevat. So he didn't explain Rav Netam like the Rambam, Loi Nechal, there is an Iser of Sfir Shviz. But he explained Loi Nechal, that there is an Iser, Lachaz Ma'abiyo, to eat it. And then V'Chol Sheir Zikr Mitzrayim Negziv Adano, but Amono, which is Loik of Shuri Lebovel, is Nechal. There is no Isa. And here the Mishnah in Perek Tes says that in Nevrayarden there is an Isa of Maisres Lachas Manabio. So obviously, Nevrayarden is Kof Shuri Lebovel. But had Rav Netam understood the Loi Nechal and Nechal like the Rambam, then there wouldn't be any Rai. So what kind of a Rai is it? True, maybe, and Rashi Shita is probably also like, we don't have Rashi's Pshat, Peirush, Rashi's Peirush, and the Mishnayos, I don't remember how Rashi, how Rashi Gemara, but that Gemara is, that Mishnah is mentioned in the Gemara too, but I don't remember, so. So the Rambam, Rashi probably agrees with the Pshat of the Rambam, that Loi Nechal and Nechal in Perek Vov Shviz doesn't have reference to Bio, it is referenced to Sviche Shviis. So Sviche Shviis is not, which is Midrabbanon, is not Neig. Is not Neig in the Mikemes that Kofshul Mitzrayim for the Kofshul Bovel. But Zman HaBiur, especially if we say like the Rambam, the not like the Rambam, that the Biur is Midraise, the Iser of Maisres, Lachas Zman HaBiur, is also Ba'achilem, Ba'anoye Midraise, some mele, that is Neig Midrabbonon, in the Mikeme is the Kofshul Mitzrayim and Kofshul Bovel, just as the Isar Aveide is Neik in the Mikeme, Midrabbonon in the Mikeme is where the Kofshul Mitzrayim and Kofshul Bovel. Because since in Arz Yisrael Gomor, it's an Isar Reise, so in Mele, the Chachomi more geize here. Midrabbonon it should be Neik. So what is true of the Isar Aveide, which is an Isar Reise, could be true of the Isar of Biur also, which is also an Isar Reise. All right. Here it's a lav, malchus, here it's just an iserese. But what's the difference? The reise is the reise. So the reason as to why Rav Natan mentions the raya from the Mishnah in Shviz, Periktes, Mishnah Beis, that if Rayarde is Kofshueli Bovel, because Rav Natan's pshat in Loinechal is not like the Rambam's pshat. It has reference to Sviche Shviz, but it means Biur. And the Mishnah says in Perik Vover Shviz that in the Mekeni the Kofshul and Sal Kofshul Bovel is Nechal. There is no Biur. And if Rayad there is Biur, so obviously it's Kofshul and Bovel, it's a strong way. But if we accept the Rambam Pshat in Loi Nechal and Nechal, there's this reference to Sikh Shviz, so then there is no Ray. Because insofar as the Din of Biur is concerned, and if, especially if we say like the Rambam, that it's a Nisa the Raisa Biur, not like the Rambam, it's only a Nisa the Rabbanon, some mele, since it's a Nisa the Raisa, so whether there is love or there is no love, Nisa Raisa, what's the difference? Some mele, just as the Chachomim or Misakin, and Nisa of Aveide in Shviz, in the Mikemes that Kofshu Mutzai Kofshu Mabel, so Misakin and Nisa of Biur also, of Achille and Danoye, Lachas Ma'a Biur also. So it's clear that the Rav Natan didn't accept the Rambam's shot. Now, then the Mishnah says, now again, Sholish Aros and Shviz, Kol Sherzikol Ibovam Asol Agziv, that means not only Kofshul Mitzrayim, but Kofshul Ibovam also has Vil, Dush Asar Tisroel, Loi Nechal V'loi Neva. V'chol Sherzikol Mitzrayim Agziv, V'ano, V'damono Nechal V'loi Neva. Then there is a third level. Min hano ulifnim or me'amon ulifnim, that's real chutz loretz. So in nechal v'nevat. So in other words, chutz loretz mamesh, in real chutz loretz. So is nechal v'nevat, there is no yisar avide in the rabbonon. So in those mekemes that have Hashem Eretz Yisrael, and originally in Bais Rishon had Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but then the Kedusha was bottled. So then there is an Isa, a Shviz, like I certain things, like I Veda, like I this, like I that. Masha'in Kei, real Chutz Loretz, there is no Isa Shviz altogether. So there are three levels. Now let's see the Rav mentions both shot. Kol Sholish Arotzis Li Shviz, Lukis Li Indin Shviz. Kol Sher Ziku, Ili Bovel Ezra Vizayayti, Kisho Ovel Olumi Bovel. Loi nechal vol neva shavide soores ayi asura bishvis. Vi nevdo vi godlo osu leachil meisom gidulim. Des the Rambam pshat. Svir bishvis. Psir shachar vi yikya. The Rambam bat Nore says that of pshat. Not the Rambam pshat. Is yikya. Loi nechal ach ashvis beloi bio. Loi neva bishvis. So that's Rav Natan's pshat. That's Rav Natan's pshat. Anyway, we have Rav Natan shite. That Ivra Yarden Kofshul Ibonah. And the Raived, and from the Ram also Mashma, the Tloikosh Lubov. So what is it? The Machlekes and Mitzias. And the Mitzias is that Ezra was not Kevei Shiraya. That's the Mitzias. No one is Chelik on that. And that's why the Raived says so be Pshitis. Because that's the Mitzias. So how can the Rabban Tam be explained? Now let's see what the Kesem Mishnah is. Now, if Kibush by Yana HaMelech is considered Kibush, is also Mikadosh. So then the Mitzvah is, the Mitzvah is Davka like Chabonatam. Davka like Chabonatam. Because Yana HaMelech was given Shishim Kochim Kovash Yana HaMelech. Yana HaMelech extended the Gvulma of Eretz Yisrael so much. So let's see what the Kedush Mishnah says. When the Rambam says in Perek Daled in Kashmir to behave Aloch and Chafres, if a yard in Shvis Neges Bom in Ephraim, Usfiche Surye Viver a yard in Motorim Bachile, Lo Yu a Rotz Seilo Chmuri Merz Israel shall seek Bail Misraim Velik of Shuli Bora. So it's much from the Rambam also that it's like of Shul, because if it's Kofshuli Bora like Hamitam, what kind of a Kalachema is it? What kind of a Kalachema is it? Omar Avrom, if a yard mayo tzorich levi mi kalvachina, hari li yarzik lo li bovel, v'chein soye, why does he have to resort to kalvachina? It's mamish hainach. But it's clear that the Rambam Shiti is, that it's also like of Shulba. So, but the private has, so why do you say kalvachina? Let him say, it's hainach. So the Kesef Mishnah says, V'yesh leina deino neyedim kof sheli bovel tzas arotzis mevayar misoye. Shehoyu bibayisheni milochim takifim k'moy shemotzinu b'yana ha-melech shekovash shishim yir. K'diyis b'gishim perkin. That's a fact that Yana ha-melech was kivish oz v'ayar nolof suri was kivish everything v'ayar. So in other words, so doesn't it seem from that Keset Mishnei that on one hand, he answers the Raivitz Kashi against the Rambam. So he said, no, we have to resort to Kalachina. It couldn't come simply under the din of Mekemish, Kofshul Mitzrayim, Vli Kofshul Libovel. So he's Nechal Avloi Nevat. I mean, Nechal Avloi Nevat, because it is Kofshul Libovel. So then the question arises, so what kind of a Kalachina does the Rambam mention? So the Rambam is more difficult. Like this, it wasn't so difficult. All right, so you could give it Eretz. But now it's more difficult, so you have to understand. Now, the Me'ok Tzio in Simin Shimbov Nerachayim, so he says that everything that Yana HaMelech was Keveish is considered Eretz Yisrael. Is considered Eretz Yisrael. Because that's also Kofshu Elibaba. Elibaba doesn't mean Dafke Ezra. Anyone, any Malchus in Baishen. So even Yana Melach was his Duki. So there is a Sefer. He lived in Yerushalayim. I think his name was Rabbi Yosef Schwartz. So for his heart, it was a big Yadn. I mean, Yadn in geography, not so I know. The became this big Yadna. I mean, we have one Mokia for all the facts of Yerushalayim. There's a Kaftar Ferach, there's the Mishn. But then, next to it, of course, the Kaftar Ferach, Mishtira Aparchi, was a Rishn. But next to it, I mean, as a source book of information. And all the Mekinis in Eretz Yisrael, in Kforim, and everything, if you want to know, is three swords. The three swords mentions the Mir of Tzio, and this Masigan. And, I mean, if somebody asked me, I would say that what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says is not reasonable. It's not reasonable. What kind of a kibush is it? It's certainly not a kibush rabbi. It's certainly not a kibush rabbi. Kibush rabbi has to be, Rashi says, al pi omitumim. Yana Melech was omitumim. Al pi bez Rambam says, al pi bez nagodol. Yana Melech, al pi bez nagodol. He was a zduki. He killed many of the Chachmei Yisrael, Yana HaMelech. So what kind of a kibush rabbi is it? But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden knew what he was talking about. I mean, you can be chilek Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but you can't just disregard him. So like, I think, now let's say, there are many mekimis in Israel today that, of course, everything in Israel except for Eilat. So everything in Israel after the Mechamet Shish Hayomim until the Mechamet Shish Hayomim, so Israel was a small country, very small country. But after Mechamet Shish Hayomim, Israel was extended substantially. So everything that is in the state of Israel there are many cities in Israel that look like of Shul Bavel, but it's of Shul Mitzrayim. It's in the Azaz Street and everything. The one thing that is like of Shul Yimel Mitzrayim, I mean, I cannot say it, the brills, but that's how it appears, is Ilat. Ilat is Chutzlaat.
It's out of the
fullness of Eretz Yisrael. It still has to be discussed.
Ashkelon is
a son of Ashkelon. No, it's Ashkelon. So Tisva says that the reason why we say Ashkelon Lidon, Ashkelon Kidoren, because like of Shul Lebovel. But it's Norish Nitla Avram Avinu. But Ilat appears to be out of the fullness of the origin Nitla Avram Avinu. Ilat. So because of that, there are many Jews, there are Me'alim, you know, there are Me'alim, Me'alim, in Yerushalayim. So in somebody, you know, in Ilat you have a number of Midagdikim, the mitzvah, Jews, you know, in Ilat. So they want, when they have a bris, they want to call out a male from Yerushalayim. You know, in Yerushalayim, you have certain Me'alim who are considered, you know, Bitachlis Hayidu. So they refuse to go to Eilat because of the Isa of Oso Lotis Nazis Oyla Chutzlot. And so the Shailas, I know, I mean, the Shailas in Neam, they were Chuvas written, whether a male is allowed to go to Eilat, and they are assuming that Eilat is Chutzlot. Because Eilat is not even in the Oresh and Israel Avram Avinu. But everything else in Israel, besides Eilat, is certainly has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. There are certainly kings that do not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But a Shem Eretz Yisrael it has, because of Shul Mitzrayim, because it's the Oresh and Israel Avram Avinu. So Eilat is the only one. Now, when Yane, how about what's the Rabbi Akfenden says that everything Yana Melech was Kevesh, Yana Melech was Kevesh, is Chayvim Trumis and Isis. Is Chayvim Trumis and Isis. Now the question is, what about all the Mekanis like Azaz Strip, that's Kofshu El Mitzrayim, it has Shem Eretz Yisrael, and it was Niskadish, in the Kedusha Rishayno, but it's like Kofshu El Bovel. So until the state of Israel, until Mechamesh Yishas Hayomim, he certainly was not chayvim Trumis HaMaisos. How about now? So I discussed it years ago in the Kinnus Teresh Baal Peh, and then it was published in their book, and Teresh Baal Peh was published. So I think that it's totally machlekes between the Rambam and Teisves. And that Teisves is the Teisves in Gittin, and Teisves in Avedizore, and I think Rabnatam Shite is like this taste. Now let's see the taste. Kibush Yochid, Dafres Samadal. Kibush Yochid, Kir the Kunta shall hoil the Shom called the soil the Yacha, Moy be Kibush Yerushua, the Kofshu Litzirch Kulo, Avo David Likova shall we say, Avo be free me forest am Acher, be safe parches for your ache, the Mashmal if you shall hoist a dying color at the soil Kusha. כי דאמר חסום בסמוך כי אמר חסום סמוך לפרפורש הלוך לא ירשת פירוש יבוסי שסמוך לירושלים ואתה הילך וכיביש הרם נריים ורם צייב אבל אחר שכל הארץ ישראל כבשו דורש חסום מתחסיף כל מוקים השתידף כפרג לכם שכל מה שהוא יוקב שמחוץ לארץ הוא יוקודש ואפילו יוחד ואפילו יוחד what does he really mean ואפילו יוחד. But we have to see, in order to understand the Pshat, we have to see the tasteless in Avedizor. I think that the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael passed that the Mikemes, like the Azaz Street, is potter of Tumus HaMaisos. But it's not such a passion. Now, Teisus Navizor, Daf Chof Aleph, Kibush Yochit, Machlekes, Rameya, Rabbi Yisi, where Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, Kibush Yochit Loi Shmei Kibush. Rabbi says Kibushach Shmei Kibush. Rabbi Yisi says Kibushachi Loi Shmei Kibush. So Rashi says Pirish HaKuntres Shalohoyu Shamurim Vitumim Vishishin Ribe V'yeisa Nirek Meshe Pirish Harav Rabbi Yitzchok Meharput V'chol Mashi Kovash Yochit Ken Yoye Bem Nashe Ine Arz Yisrael. If an individual Jew escapes, not the whole Am Yisrael, an individual Jew. In the Arts, Avakashi Edim Arts Israel, in the Korki Bishoch. What do you mean in Arts Israel? It means if it is Meorach and Nitl Avram Avinu, that belongs to the Jewish people, Lizarach and Satis or Azaz. So even if one Jew did it, like Yom Nash is mentioned, he was Kavish many cities, by himself, singly. So it's not Kibishoch, it's Kibishab. It's Kibishab. Omar Leakonish Bochu, Somuch Lipaltin Shaloch Loikovashto, Vato Hilich Mechabish Hutzlorets, Shinema Vasai Vusi Yeshiv Yerushalayim. So when David conducted the war against Syria, so Yerushalayim was not in the possession of the Jewish people. The Yevusi was still occupying and controlling Yerushalayim. So what does Taisi say? Taisi says, Avokash. Die Merz Israel hu in ze kor kibishach vi im khutzla ratzu afil hoy shom shishim ribei kor kibishach kor kibishach. What do you mean in Merz Israel if he's of Dorish in Islam from Avin? The Tzezi Shem Merz Israel the Zarachna Sati Yisoret. So then even if Yochi does it, it's called Kibush Rabbi. But if it is not Dorish in Islam from Avin, so then even if Shishim Ribei Jews do it, it's still called Kibush Yochet. What's the Pshat? Pshat is very simple, I think. Kibush Yochet lo yishmei kibush. So what does Kibush Yochet mean? By an individual, not by the Jewish people. Suppose it's not one individual, it's 10 individuals. Or 10 individuals is a minyan, a tzibur for kdushe, for doshe b'kdushe. But it would certainly not make any difference in regard to kibush, but to be called Kibush Rabin just because it's 10 Jews, and suppose you have 100 Jews, and suppose you have 10,000 Jews, and suppose Sotesa Shittis, and suppose you have Shishim Ribei, and suppose you have 10 million Jews, what difference does it make? So it's 10 million Yachid. Kibush Yachid, Loish Me Kibush. Doesn't make any difference. One Yachid, or two Yachidim, 10 Yachidim, 100 Yachidim, 1,000 Yachidim, 10,000 Yachidim, a million Yachidim, 10 million Yachidim. It's still Yochid, many Yechidim. What is Kibush Rabim? Kibush Rabim means not a kibush by 600,000 Jews, by a rabbi. That's the biggest rabbi, you know. The Gemara, sometimes the Gemara says in Gittin, Yomim Shnayim, Yomim Rabim Shleish. Shleish is also a rabbi. In a minyan, in a bigger rabbi. So, but the biggest rabbi in Mishishim Ribei, let's see, Gaber Moshe's rabbi and Shabbos, so that's the biggest rabbi. But as far as Kibush Yochid or Kibush Rabim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. One Yochid or 10 million Yochidim. What is Kibush Rabim? Kibush Rabim means that the whole Umwa Yisraelis, like one person, like a Chtivom Yechedes, like one person, was Kibush. So Rashi is also made it. But Rashi says, and in other words, so what does the Rambam say? The Rambam like this, when the Rambam defines in Hilchos Trumos, what is Kibush Rabim? Let's see the Lashon Rambam. Perik Aleph Haloch Aleph Haloch Beis. Hatumes war Meisres in Nergim Natero Erwärts Israel. בין בפני הבית, בין שלא בפני הבית. סומבים מסכינו שנגי, זה אפילו בארצ'ינו, בני שסמוך לארץ ישראל, תראי בישראל, הילכים ושובים שם. וחכומים הראשיינים הסכינו שיוני הגייס, אבארס מצרים וארס המימיוב, מפני שהם סביבס לארץ ישראל. דן הלך הבייס. ארץ ישראל האמורו בכל מוקים, היא בארוצי שכיף שמלך ישראל, ונובי מדעס ריב ישראל. וזהו אני קורתי בשרד. וזהו אני קורתי בשרד. סובדו זה מין מלך ישראל ונובי מדעס ריב ישראל. מלכס מלוכים, דרמבם סייז, כיבוש רבי מיז, מלך ישראל מדעס בזנגון. פשניס, here he says מדעס ריב ישראל, and there he says מלוכים מדעס בזנגון. So my father Rabbi Shabea said very simply, in other words, the Akeches vested in בזנגון, בתירס בזנגון. Let's say, לגבי הלוחף, זאת ממרי, I mean, many הלוחס. But let's say, in Don Yeron Dachas al Beznagol, so that Beznagol, Kol Yisroel cannot be Don Yeron Dachas. Kol Yisroel cannot be Don Yeron Dachas. Even Kol Chachmi Yisroel, among Kol Yisroel, cannot be Don Yeron Dachas. It's Beznagol. So there are certain authorities, certain keiches, vested in Beznagol because of Beznagol per se. And then Beznagol is also the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And that's mentioned, my brother said, that's mentioned in the Parshim Bal Yisro. Parshim Bal Yisro. How do we know that Beznagodl are the representatives of Klal Yisrael? Not of Klal Yisrael in one generation. Klal Yisrael of all generations. The whole desert Yisrael. Any Beznagodl represents Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. How do you know that's a possibility in Bal Yisro?